Hey, Zach here, and before we dive into this week's episode, I wanted to let you know that you can actually grab the recordings of our most recent Facebook and Instagram ads for List Building Bootcamp for just $25. Now, in January of 2024, we hosted a 5-day live training where we walked our clients through step-by-step how to set up ads that grow their email list every single day so that they're always growing their business, always growing their audience, and always having new people to make offers to. Now, what's really great about this bootcamp is we have literally dozens of client results from it, and you can get the recordings of that most recent one from January of 2024 for just $25. All you have to do is head to theadsbootcamp.com. Again, that's theadsbootcamp.com. And you're going to learn step by step through how people were able to grow their list. We have incredible results like Zita, who added 67 leads to her list in just 5 days at $1.80 a piece, or Nora Jean, who added 62 leads for $1.12 in those 5 days. We have Brenda, who added over 500 people to her list over the course of a week, under 50 cents a piece. Heather Lalonde, who did over 200 leads at 50 cents a piece. Amy Hughes, who added over 300 leads in a week. I mean, the list goes on. And those are just our January testimonials. We have even more than that, plus testimonials from the last 7 times we've done this, and we would love to have you in next. So if you head over to theadsbootcamp.com, you can grab the recordings for just $25. It'll walk you step by step through growing your list, and in less than 5 days, you could have tons of new leads pouring into your list every day, semi-automated with Facebook advertising. So check it out, and let's get into this week's episode.
This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 69. And on this week's episode, we are talking about setting launch metrics and goals. If you have a big launch coming up and you want to know how to figure out how much you can make, what it's going to cost you, and what really goes into a successful 5, 6, or even 7-figure launch, this episode is for you. So stay tuned.
Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it.
Hey, Zach here, and I am so excited that you are back to join me for another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm really excited for this week's episode because we are talking about launches. And if that intro drew you in talking about 5, 6, and 7-figure launches, I want to start by saying I know that what I'm about to share with you works because while I may not have personally done a $1 million launch, I know people who have. I've got some business acquaintances that have done it. I've done 6-figure launches. I have students that have done 5-figure launches. I know what it takes to really run a successful launch. And where it really starts is understanding your data. And we're going to talk this episode about getting really comfortable with operating in harmony with your data. You know, I reached out to my audience and I found that a lot of you are very concerned that you're not great with data. You're not great with numbers. You're not great with math. And those of you that are really good with the numbers, you're like, well, what do I do with them, right? And I want to start by saying data is a really powerful tool in our business. And it's a really powerful tool because if you're anything like me, you are very emotionally tied to your business. I always jokingly tell the people in my life, like, I am an emotional person. It doesn't take much to make me cry. A good Disney movie, a sad movie, a happy movie, the rain, the sun, it doesn't matter. I'm an emotional person. And so when I'm running my business, it's very easy for me to get sucked into making emotional decisions, right? And emotional decisions are things like, I'm going to do whatever it takes and I want a $10,000 launch, so I'm just going to go for it, right? That's an emotional decision. Well, how are you going to go for it? What is it going to look like? Or an emotional decision is like, I really want this to work, so I have to make $1,000 on this launch and I'm going to do whatever it takes. Right? That might sound like, well, that's you taking action, but really, it's an emotional decision. You're operating from this place of, I need to generate X number of dollars. I want to do this. When you start with the data, you're no longer saying things like, I want, I wish, I hope. You start saying things like, I need X number of leads to generate Y dollars to create this result. So if we look at them right next to each other, the emotional approach sounds like this. I really want to make $10,000 this month because it would be massive for my business and my life. And so I have like $1,500 on Facebook ads. I know I want to do a webinar and I am going to do it all in the next 3 weeks. That's an emotional approach. A data-driven approach sounds like this. I really want a $10,000 launch. I know that my product costs about $300. And that means that in total, if I want to generate that $10,000 in sales, I need to sell about 34 copies of my course. Now, I also know that my conversion rate on this is about 3%, give or take. That means every time 100 people opt into my launch, about 3 of them buy, which means I need about 1,150 people to actually opt into my webinar. So I need to generate about 1,150 leads. If I need to generate 1,150 leads, and I know for my last launch, I can probably get about 200 people signed up just for my existing audience and list, which means I need to generate 950 leads from ads. Well, I know that when I run ads to my last webinar, I spent about $3 a person, which means I need to set my budget for ads at $2,850. Well, if I spend $2,800 on ads and I make $10,000 in sales, I'd be pretty happy with that. So all I need to do now is map out the dates and decide how and when I want to spend this money. Notice the stark contrast in those two. Now, listen, I just threw a ton of numbers out there. You might have been like, I don't follow that exactly. I don't know what I'm doing. That's okay. Breathe. I'm not asking you to know all those numbers. I'm sharing with you what it sounds like when you do. And the big thing with launches you need to understand is that everybody wants a big launch, but most people don't want to plan a big launch. And so I want to spend the next 20 minutes or so, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Y'all know I like to ramble, but y'all know I can be concise. So we'll see where we land with the time. But what I want to do is help you figure out how to start with your data, how to actually set goals based on that data, and how to figure out, you know, what numbers are important when you're actually going into a launch. You know, how do you figure out your most important numbers so that you are really getting the best results? So we start with our data. Now, if you've never sold a product before, that's okay. You can still start with data. But I'm going to start by imagining you've sold this product in some capacity, whether it's a course, a coaching offer, and here are some of the really important numbers that you need to think about. Number one, if you've sold this before, what's your conversion rate? Meaning, if you run a webinar to 100 people, what percentage of them actually become buyers? Now, that conversion number is a really powerful number because it's going to help you determine how many people you need in a promotion to hit your goal revenue. So start with your conversion rate. The next number I like to look at is what's called an earning per lead. Now, this number throws people off, but it's a very, very powerful tool. And really, all it is this. Take the number of people that signed up for your launch and divide it out of your total revenue. Okay. Basically, we're looking at the average value of a lead. So if we take that same webinar, 100 people signed up for it. Let's say you made 3 sales. So you know you have a 3% conversion rate. And let's say you made $900 total. If you take $900 divided by 100 people on the webinar, you have $9 earnings per lead. Now, why is this number really powerful? Well, I've talked about it on the show before, but as a refresher, that's how much each lead is worth in your promotion. So if you're going to run ads, if you're spending $3 a lead, you're tripling your money, and you know that because your average lead is worth $9. A lot of people like to just look at, well, how much am I paying per lead on my promotion? And I say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Before you even worry about your paying, figure out what it's worth. Because let's say I'm running a promotion, and this is not, let's say this actually happened. One of the times we ran a launch, we were spending $11 a lead. And I was talking to some friends who were saying, that's so much, that's such a high cost, but we were making over $30 a lead. So we were still tripling our money. But if we didn't have our earnings per lead, if we only had our cost per lead, we would have been panicked. So always get that earnings per lead number first. Second, once you have that earning per lead, also look at your cost per lead if you've done this promo before. So your cost per lead is how much do you spend on ads to get a lead? Now, we spend anywhere from $2 to $4 a lead because we're in a competitive space. The business consulting, coaching, online courses for course creators is a more competitive space. So we pay $2 to $4. So I'm going to go in knowing, hey, this is what a lead costs. So if we just step back for a second with the numbers I'm saying to make sure you have, here's what you should know at this point. Number one, you know what percentage is converting, okay? Pull that from your last launch. If you don't know, a good estimate is 2 to 3% to start. It might be higher, but it's better to be conservative with your conversion rate when you're running your calculations. So 2 to 3% is pretty standard if you're just getting started, but if you have a higher or known conversion rate, you want to use that. Second, your EPL, how much is each lead earning you in a promotion? And then your cost per lead, how much are you spending per lead on ads? Once you have those numbers, you now know, like, really, this is the foundation of running a successful launch. And if you don't have these numbers, that's okay. I'm just going to throw these out there for you. Some standard stand-in numbers you can use for cost per lead is about $2.50 to get started. And your EPL, base it on your product cost and your estimated conversion rate of 2 to 3%, okay? So the way you do that is you take your product cost times your estimated conversion rate as a decimal, and that'll give you your estimated EPL. So just to walk you through that, if I have a $300 product and I'm estimating a 3% conversion, I take 300 times 0.03 and I get a $9 EPL, which is the correct number you should get. So start with your data, get those numbers, and then we get to move on to setting goals. Now, once you have your data, then you can go into setting your goals. And if you're listening to this and you're already feeling like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of numbers, don't worry. When you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/69, again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/69, I've got a download for you. It's just a one-page goal-setting sheet. And it just walks you through pulling these numbers, how to get them. It gives you the suggested estimates if you don't have them. And then it helps you figure out how to set these actual goals so that you're not operating from, oh my gosh, I want to make money. And you're operating from, okay, here's how much I want to make and here's what it takes. So when I set my goals, I always start by setting a revenue goal. And I'm in love with the good, better, best goal system. A lot of people teach this. I learned about it from The 90-Day Year with Todd Herman. I know a lot of people who teach it. I believe it's also in some other programs that are online, some books. It's a concept that I've seen taught many different ways, but here's how I like to do it. In order to set my goal for a launch, what I do is I say, how much money does this launch need to make for it to be worth the time I'm putting in? And this is going to be different at every level of your business, right? When I was getting started, I was totally willing to hustle 40 hours, put in a ton of work, and hopefully have a $1,000 launch. Now, if I'm going to commit to something that's, you know, when our launches, we're talking about committing 80 to 120 man hours of work plus, you know, those launches need to make $60,000 to $80,000 to pay the team, to pay off the expenses, to pay the ad costs, right? So your goal, I always start by saying, like, how much does this need to make for it to be worth my time? Like, bare bones minimum, if I make this amount of money, I'll be happy. That's your good goal, right? I need this to feel good. Now, your best goal is if we absolutely slayed, like everything goes perfect to a T, can't stop, won't stop. What does that number look like? And that's my best goal. And then to get my middle level goal, I just split the difference, okay? So to put this in actual action, if we're going to put a launch where, let's say you want to have your first $5,000-$10,000 launch, right? So let's say, like, okay, how much do you need to make for this launch to be worth your time? And you might say, well, honestly, I've put a lot of time into this. I've been running ads to my list. Like, I really need to make $5,000. I say, awesome. How much would you have to make for this to feel like, whoa, this was a crazy success? Let's say you say $10,000. If I make $10,000, I'm going to be jumping up and down on the roof, maybe naked, can't handle how excited I'll be. That's your best goal. Your better is right in the middle, so $7,500. So now you know your good, better, best goals of $5,000, $7,500, and $10,000. And the next thing you do is determine how many leads you need to make this happen. Now, this is where your earnings per lead number comes in. If we know that you want to earn $5,000, we can divide your earnings per lead, which when we were talking about it before was $9 in our example. You know, hey, I need 560 leads to make this happen because 5,000 divided by 9 is about 560. And yes, I'm rounding to keep these numbers pretty even. That's just a personal preference. The exact number is 555.5 leads. You have to round up to the nearest whole person, 556, but I like to keep it even for my ads person and for our goal setting. It just makes everything a little bit easier. So you just run that for every revenue goal you have. So at 5,000, you say, I need 560 leads. At 7,500 divided by 9, you need 840 leads. And at 10,000 divided by 9, you need about 1,120 leads. Okay? Now I have a lead goal. Now, I don't need to run ads for every single lead that I want in a launch, and hopefully you don't need to either, especially if you're regularly promoting, running ads, building your freebies. You probably already have a house list or you have an audience on Facebook. Here's the thing. We don't have to omit those people. So the next thing I do is once I have my total lead goal, I say, how many people do I think I can, you know, organically bring in? And this is kind of an estimate, but you know this number, right? So look at your last launch and say, how many people do I think I can get for free? If you're like, I'm just getting started, I don't know, keep this number around 50 to 100. But really, you can get this number by just saying, in my last launch, how many people did I have total minus how many people signed up for ads? Once you have that, you take your total lead goal and you subtract out the organic number to get your ad lead goal. So for example, if I was going to make $5,000, I know that I would need to get 560 people signed up. If I think I can get 100 people signed up organically, that means I need to attract 460 people with ads. Then I can take that 460 leads, multiply it by my cost per lead, which we said was $2.50, and that's going to tell me how much I need to spend on ads to make $5,000 in my launch. And that number, when we crunch it out, comes to $1,150. Then I like to compare that to my total revenue goal to get my estimated profit. Okay. So my estimated profit, don't get me wrong, there's going to be other expenses, you know, processing fees, maybe you have to pay a team. But this at least gives you a starting point that most people don't have. Would be $5,000 minus $1,150, which equals $3,850 profit. Okay? Then you repeat that process for each of the other goals. So you would do the same thing for your goal of $7,500. And just to run through those numbers super quick, just to help you kind of refresh what we did, we set our revenue goal of $7,500. Divide that by our EPL of $9 means we need 840 leads, okay? We subtract that by the number of people you think you can get signed up organically, aka free. That kicks out 740 people you would need because you get 100 people free. Multiply that by $2.50, which is your cost per lead. That puts your cost for estimated sales of $7,500 at $1,850 in ads. So you take that and you subtract it from 7,500, and that's going to kick out your profit at the $7,500 revenue level. And that profit number that we end up with is $5,650. So if you're able to generate that many leads, that's about the profit that you would be looking at. Now I like to crunch that number and get my estimated profit for each level. Then I also take a moment to look at additional expenses. So at this point, I just want to step back. And again, like I said, if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, I know that these are a lot of numbers, but these numbers matter. And if you want a really quick one pager, heartsoulhustle.com/69, we'll have that waiting for you to walk you through setting the goals for your launch. But next, I like to look at my additional expenses. This is things like, is there special software you had to buy for your launch? Are there certain team members you had to retain? Are there additional costs like copywriters or contractors? So I know that there can be a ton of additional expenses, but I want to give you like the three main categories and a real example from ours. So the first one is like contractor expenses. In our last launch that we did, where we had major contractors, we brought in a copywriter to help us tweak some of our emails and sales page. And I want to say it was somewhere around $1,000. It might have been a little more, a little less. I'm not looking at my expenses right in front of me, but you get the gist. We spent about $1,000 on a copywriter. So you may have specific contractors that come in just for a launch. Maybe they're going to set up your webinars, they're going to write your copy, but you have this kind of standalone contractor expense. That's the first type of expense you might be looking at. The second is special software. And to give you an example, when we do a launch, our major launch, our sales pages have a chat widget. And that chat widget costs us money. So when you land on our page, if you're there for more than, like, say, 30 seconds, it's going to say, hey, do you have any questions that we can answer for you? We would be, you know, happy to help answer anything that you need. Well, in order to have that widget pop up, we first have to install it, and we have to pay $39 a month for it. So we're not paying for that widget when we're not launching because it doesn't make sense, but it's a $40 to $80 expense depending on when our launch runs. So you have these special softwares. Sometimes we have to pay for webinar softwares, chat softwares, tagging software, affiliate software. So think about additional software expenses. And then finally, there's always a bump in team expenses during a launch, and it's just something to think about. So in this exact same vein, if we stick with that chat widget, well, if we run it, I have to pay someone to manage it, or I have to manage it myself. And if you've listened to this show, you know that my goal is to create more time freedom. And so I don't want to launch and be tied to my computer 24/7. So I have to hire my team to manage that chat box when they're available. I may even have to bring on an additional team member temporarily, which I have done in the past. So once you know your goals and your profit, take a moment to go through your additional expenses and see what that's going to take away from the profit, and look at your kind of your adjusted profit, if you will. This is the number where now you get to have some fun and just kind of ask yourself real questions. So I'm just going to say, you know, let's stick with that $7,500 revenue goal that we set earlier. If we're going to hit our estimated profit of $5,650, if we're just following that same example, and I estimate that I'm going to have about $600 in expenses. And obviously you would go through and calculate these, but I'm kind of estimating, okay, we spent about $100 on software. I have to pay my team an extra $400, and I'm going to have an editor come in and review our sales page for $100. So there's my $600. Now I adjust out my profit to be $5,050, right? Because if I'm losing that $600 to expenses, I can't include that in my profit. So now I have a new profit of right around $5,000. At this point, you can ask yourself, how does all of this feel, right? What does it actually feel like to look at these numbers? So when we go through them, you're going to have like these three columns that you're looking at: your good numbers, your better numbers, and your best numbers. But what does all this look and feel like, right? So $5,000 in profit, does that feel good? Is that worth your time? Do you feel like you can spend $1,800 on ads to get there? Do you feel like you're going to be able to get 100 people signed up? Do you have the team and the expenses and the cash necessary to make this happen? And then finally, is $5,000, like, bottom line, worth your time? Because depending on where you're at with your business, this could be, you're going to calculate all your numbers. Like, if this was a launch that I was going to plan for 6 weeks at this stage of my business, I'm not saying forever, but I'm saying at the stage I'm at right now, it would not be worth it to plan it for 6 weeks to make $5,000. Because I could be using that 6 weeks to plan a bigger launch that would be more profitable, reach more people, and impact more lives, right? So this is kind of the qualitative analysis, if you will. It's the point where you get to say, like, just how does this feel? Okay. Now, one last thing to think about is that once you're at this point, you kind of have all your key numbers. Now you just have to go budget the money for ads, figure out and set your schedule. But just a quick note, if you're like, wow, these numbers are too high, or I'm not ready, or like, I really want a $5,000 launch, but it's going to cost more than I was expecting, that's totally okay. Here's what you do. Lower your goals and duplicate the process. No one says you can't use the exact same launch over and over and over again. I have several friends who have used a strategy of simply hosting the same or a similar webinar every week for 6, 7, 8 weeks and just slowly increasing the results. So if you only have $100 in ads to spend right now, go through and say, okay, I can only spend $100 or let's say $200 on ads. Well, how many leads can you generate? If you can get 100 people for $200 and convert three of them, well, based on this example, you should generate about $900 with $200 in ad spend, right? Then you repeat the process with $400 in ad spend. Instead of taking that $900 and doing what I would do, which is going to the Apple store and blowing it on stuff we don't need, we invest some of it back in the business. Take a little bit for yourself. Go enjoy. One of the biggest mistakes I think I see people make is like they have these big launches and they pour it all back into the business and you just become a slave to your business instead of enjoying life as a byproduct of your business. But take half of your profit and put it back in and slowly scale up. Because I can honestly tell you, we have spent $20,000 in a launch. I've also gone through a launch where I've spent $182. Start where you are, but realize you can scale. And that's the real takeaway from this, is this gives you the opportunity to be, you know, a little bit more grounded with your numbers. Like, don't get me wrong. I am all about setting big, massive, crazy, scary goals. But know what it takes to achieve those goals. Because I can sit here and say, I want a six-figure launch. But if I'm setting that goal and then I'm not taking the steps to actually plan that action, if I don't even know how many leads or sales I need to hit that launch, well, then it's not a goal, it's a dream. And so my hope is with this episode, you're starting to realize these key performance indicators, these metrics, these goals, they're not just numbers that we pick arbitrarily. They're numbers that are very specifically calculated to help us create the best results possible in our launches. Okay? A couple of quick things before we wrap this episode, just a couple of things to keep in mind. If you have payment plans for your product, make sure you calculate out how much you'll collect in cash versus how much you should collect total sales. And what I mean by that is if you have a 3-pay, realize that you're only going to collect 1/3 of the money during the launch. Well, this might not seem like a big deal because eventually you're going to get that money. And in some cases, a payment plan can generate more revenue. That does mean that your cash profit may be lower. Okay. So in one of our previous launches, we did over $170,000 in sales, but we didn't collect all that up front. I believe we collected somewhere around 60 or 70,000 of that. Don't quote me exactly, but we have a past episode. We don't collect it all at once. And so one last thing I always like to look at is when I'm doing my launch, you may not have this data available to you, and it's really not vital that you have it right away, but take a quick peek to ask, okay, if we collect, you know, on average, you look at about a 30 to 40% of people pay in full, and, you know, 60 to 70% of people take a payment plan. If 60% of people take the payment plan, that means 60% of your payments are only, you know, 1/3 of the full cost of the program. You want to calculate, am I operating at a profit or a loss at the end of the launch? Everybody has different priorities in their business, but I can tell you that in my business, when we do a launch where we're collecting payments, we always want to end with a cash profit, not just a sales profit. And so it's really important to just take a moment to say, like, if you're doing payment plans, make sure that you're not going to spend $10,000 on the promise of $20,000 over the next 6 months, because you're putting yourself in the red with the hope of going into the green. Now, some people don't mind doing that because their goal is to just create more passive sales and more recurring payments. And if that's you, totally fine. But I just wanted to make a quick note on this because I have seen, unfortunately, people do really well, have an awesome launch, they make a ton of sales, but because they didn't look at cash profit, they have to sit kind of in the red for 1 or 2 months and they don't get to enjoy the fruit of their labor. And that just kind of, quite honestly, sucks, right? So quick recap on what we covered today, because it was a lot. Remember, you can head over to the show notes. I'll give you the link again in a second and grab a quick little one pager on setting your goals. But we talked about how to set the launch metrics and goals for your upcoming launch. And we said that it all starts with data. And if it's a product you've sold, use that data. If not, I gave you some estimates. But we talked that it's really important to know your cost per lead, your earning per lead, your conversion rates, and then you can go into setting your goals. And we always like to do good, better, best goals because, listen, goals need to have room to breathe. What does it need to do to make you feel good? And what would be the jumping up and down, this is crazy, amazing number? You know, what are those numbers? Good, better, best. From there, based on your earning per lead, you can calculate how many leads you'll need in that promotion. You figure out about how many people you think you can get signed up from your list, your social media, your organic leads. That tells you how many people you'll need to generate with ads. You can multiply that out by your cost and compare it to your profits. So then by the end of our goals, not only do we know how much revenue we want to make, we know how many leads we need, we know how much we need to spend on ads, and we know what our estimated profits are going to be. Then we can go through our additional expenses, take a peek at what those might be, take them off of our profit, and look at our final adjusted profits for our good, better, best goal. From there, we make an evaluation of how does this feel? Do we have the cash accessible? And then you go into launch planning. See, at Heart, Soul, and Hustle, we kind of live and die by the numbers. We know going into a launch how many leads we want, we know how many sales we want, and we know how and why we want that promotion to work. So hopefully this has given you a ton of value. If you want a quick recap and to get your hands on that one-page launch goal-setting sheet, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/69. Again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/69. We've got the show notes over there for you, as well as a little one-pager you can download on setting these goals. I hope you got a ton of value out of this episode. I cannot wait to see you out there planning your next amazing launch with not just things you want, but actual tangible metrics that are going to get you to where you want to be. Until next time, keep hustling.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.